Our guest is here. Hooray.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Hi.
Hi.
Kristen Dodge
Hi,
is
Kristen.
Here.
And my friend Zeke.
Hi. And
hi, Zeke.
Zeke.
Yeah.
Hi. I put those on him.
How old are you, Zeke?
Eight.
Eight? Do you want to have your own microphone?
Oh, he could. No. We can share.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be nice at this point if you would share. Thank you.
Do you hear what we're saying in your big earmuffs here?
Okay, good. That's a good,
good
sign. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming,
Thanks
Kristen.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Kristen and Zeke, now when you speak right into the
right
microphone.
Right into the microphone.
Thank you.
Zeke, are you an artist?
Kind
speak
of?
Into the microphone.
Kind of.
Kind of? Super.
What did you draw recently?
The back of the incident report
book. Oh.
The back of the what?
Incident report book.
The incident report book. Uh-huh.
Yeah, super. We were going to talk about that, weren't we?
And
cool.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. Kristen.
Yes.
Is the proprietor, if that's the right. No, she's the gallerist. And
I don't know what I am.
I think
founder, owner, operator.
I think of it as the September Gallery, but you just call it September,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, putting gallery on makes it a little more accessible, I think, and people know that what it is, but
yeah.
I guess I like the aesthetic branding of just September.
And what does September come from, your choice of that name?
Oh, September is a time of change.
Yes,
so
isn't
in
it?
A creative process, mm-hmm. nothing is static.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of creativity is that things are always in a position of changing, and
mm-hmm.
so September represents a season of change. Plus, it's my birthday month.
There you go. Excellent.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the branding itself, the letters skip around. If you go
yes.
onto our website, you'll see that the positioning of the letters shifts every time you refresh.
Okay.
So that also follows the line of thinking that
right.
things are constantly in a state
things
of
change.
Shifting.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right, then.
Okay. So you're involved in putting up a new exhibition.
I
which
am.
Which is going to open Saturday night?
Yes, this Saturday.
Oh,
From 6 to 8, and everybody is welcome.
Okay.
Our openings tend to be pretty busy, and kids are welcome. Dogs are welcome.
Ooh.
But I think this is a special show in that there will be more people involved in the show itself. Incident Report is a project that's been happening for 10 years.
Yes.
And 100, now 101 people, artists, thinkers, writers, have done a project in the space.
Have they?
So
wow.
they all won't be represented there mm-hmm. at the opening, but many will.
Mm-hmm.
Plus Zeke. Zeke, are you going to be at the opening?
Yes.
We'll Wouldn't
see.
Miss it for the world.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Incident Report a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a window, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just a window. Well, what I mean is, it is, how do you explain it? I'll let you explain.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. I mean, it is a storefront that is a window. You're correct, literally. And it's a viewing station is what they
mm-hmm.
call it.
Mm. And do you want to tell us where it is?
It's on Warren Street.
Uh-huh.
It's right next to Henry.
Okay.
Which is run by Nancy Shaver.
Yes.
And Nancy now wants to call that her junk shop.
Oh.
Oh, it's a wonderful junk shop.
It is a wonderful junk shop. But anyway, the storefront is right next door. And
mm-hmm.
Three artists have been somewhat anonymous in organizing this for 10
uh-huh.
years.
Really?
Yes. And they've changed over the window every month. That is a very quick turnover.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
And the breadth of the types of installations, incidents, I don't know quite how we want to refer to them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not exhibition, because mm-hmm. part of their intent is that it's not specifically to be determined as an art space. So it doesn't uh-huh. identify itself as formally being in the context of art, right? Like a gallery does.
Yes.
With the white walls and
mm.
so I think that changes the experience of how people look and process. You know, like you walk down the street and you see something unexpected. Maybe you just went into an antique shop. Maybe you see a dog pooping on the sidewalk. Maybe you saw a necklace that you're thinking about. Maybe you heard a song at the record store. And then you walk past the storefront and you see it's mostly empty and there's a rock and kind of an odd visual poster in the door. And you go inside because your curiosity is piqued, but it's locked. So it's a space that's very accessible in that it's in the public, but you can't actually ever enter it.
And you can't always figure it out. I mean, maybe you're not supposed to figure it out.
I think
people are always trying to make sense out of things, and maybe that's the wrong way to look at it.
I think so, too. I think there's probably a whole part of this that does not make sense intentionally or leaves hints or bits of information that are intriguing or compelling or memorable. But, you know, it's not like puzzle pieces that you're supposed to put together. And, you know, it doesn't come with an explanation. There's the artist's names are not noted on the window. Incident report is there on the doormat, and in the there's two, an I and an R that are lit up above the door. So it sort of determines, you know, that it is incident report.
And how many years has it been going?
10 years.
That's amazing.
It really is.
It's because it's so kind of ephemeral, and you'd think it could easily just sort of disappear.
I think this is one of those things that the people that started it are such smart and I think well respected and artists who have careers that are far reaching even though they live locally, that they have a community that reaches out, and people came back again and again and again wanting to participate and do a project. So, like I said, it took on a life of its own.
We just got a note.
I'm being passed notes. Is this class?
Does that make sense to you, that note?
yes, sort of. that is important to say. Well, skipping from what incident report has been functioning as in the public. Going to the gallery. So now we're taking this sort of covert operation that existed in the public with the same attention that any storefront would be given, except it's doing something different than a storefront that's trying to sell goods, and bringing that into the context of my gallery, which is the white wall. I like to not think of it as a heavy institutional context, but it does denote that it is an art framework, right? And so, but the things that you bring inside then become, quote, art, right? And so there will be maybe a different reading of the objects that are in the gallery that had once been seen in the storefront. The major project that's in the show is Tyler Rowland, who literally constructed to scale the storefront and erected it in the gallery space.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And then installed in it the original objects that he had had in it about 7 years ago. And then there will be about, I think, 8 to 10 other artists who have pieces that will be in the gallery, some of which were also originally in the incident report window. But all of the artists will be represented, going back to this note, in a projected archive. So on the back of the store that was reconstructed, there will be a projection, a slideshow of every single incident report. So everybody is represented. And everybody is also represented in the book.
And there's a book?
Yes, this is the book. And on the back of the book, Zeke drew the drawing. Yes.
Cool.
That's a nice drawing.
Yes, for those of you who can't see us on television, it's a nice drawing.
It's even has your the artist has signed it.
He has signed it.
Good. Yeah.
And if it's not clear that it's that's the artist, there's a, an arrow and words that say, what does it say? By me. See, can you tell us a little bit about it?
I think this is absolutely wonderful. Here's the map to success. Wow.
Where does the map start?
At the art gallery, September.
Oh, at the art gallery.
At September.
You said there were 100 artists. Were there 100 artists from the very beginning, or?
Well, in the last 10 years, they've done 100 projects. Mm-hmm. And so whether they are all actually artists or not, maybe that's the easiest term to use, but people who participated, let's say. Mm-hmm. And so over the course of 10 years, there have been 100, and actually the 101st installment, is that the right way to say it? Just got put in yesterday.
Oh, it did. I'll have to go look at it. Yeah.
By Bruce Dow. And he's going to have pieces in the gallery as well. Mm-hmm. He's taken original Eames chairs and severed them in half and then fit them back together, different chairs, and paired them. And they're really very cool. There's one that's a love seat where he cut the fronts of the chairs off, pushed them together. And so now it's a seat that you can't really sit in unless you're maybe a small child. So you should practice that.
So you're saying that I'm not a published artist?
You are a published artist.
That's good. Yeah. So who started Incident Report?
Well, I think I'm allowed to out them. I mean, it's not like that much of a secret. Do you guys know?
I don't know.
I only know Max Goldfarb's name.
Everybody seems to know Max. Yes, and everybody is just super excited. They seem to have outed themselves, maybe by the number of people that have been involved. I hope I'm allowed to say this, Nancy Shaver and Allison Strafella. But the point being that it's not about them. This is a very sort of egoless project where, you know, the participant isn't, there's no signage that gives credit. There's no determination of, you know, or public acknowledgement of who has been working for the last 10 years and organizing every single project. I should also say it's been done without any budget. So it's been a real collective endeavor, which speaks to the ethos of Incident Report.
And I guess they're not seeking reviews for this exhibition or of the book, or
are we seeking reviews? I mean, that's my job, so yes, I would like to see that happen, but you know, I think that this show will have a lot of traction and reach a range of people just because of the number of people who've been involved and who live in different cities and who are coming to town for the opening. The book is very cool.
It really is.
And they only published 50 copies on the occasion of this 10-year anniversary. And hopefully we'll do a second print run because people are already buying them. And
oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's great.
Huh.
Dare I out the owner of the building where this window is ensconced?
I think maybe not.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Just because I don't have a direct line there, and so I don't feel like it's my place to give permission.
Right.
But there are interesting people behind the scenes who also don't seek attention for the, you know, time, space, and energy that they've contributed to the project. Maybe this is a whole Marxist thing. I don't know.
I always, whenever I drive by there or walk by there, I always take a look in that window because it's really fascinating.
Do you remember the first time you noticed something was different?
No, and I'm wondering how I knew about it. I think Nancy Shaver told me about it, or else she was there, you know, because there's shops right next door, and I looked in and said, or looked in the window and said, what is that?
Yeah. You know,
and I don't remember what it was.
Right. That's the experience, though. It's kind of like, huh. And maybe that, what is that thought hits you 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
Maybe it hits you right away.
Yeah.
So I don't know. How does art live in life? And how do we sort of maybe change or alter the daily expectations or patterns that we run It's a little bit of a disruption, a curiosity, a flipping of the moment, you know.
Yeah.
So it's sort of quietly radical, I think.
So the exhibition opens when? Saturday night?
Yeah, this coming Saturday. So today is what day?
Today is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
I never know.
Me
really.
Neither.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Okay.
This is the Thursday afternoon.
That's
show,
the only
folks.
Way the I know it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you're on the radio.
I find
this is your showtime.
In a studio.
Yeah.
So it must be Thursday.
This is your structure. So, yes, in 2 days, our opening will be at the gallery, which is above Old Hudson.
That's the September gallery.
It's called September. And
third floor.
Second floor.
Second floor.
It's the whole second floor. It's only a two-story building. It's on. So if you're looking at the building, it's the door to the right. That's a black door, and it has gold vinyl that says September. And you just walk up the stairs, and I think people will be surprised and excited to see this show.
Yeah.
It's actually extremely ambitious.
Each project has a piece in the?
No, there are about 8 to 10. I probably should have counted. Actual objects represented by artists who participated in an incident report, but all of the artists / participants are represented by the slideshow.
Right. Oh, I see.
So that was a way, and the book, that was a way to give nod to everybody that's contributed. And there's been a real range, you know, of the types of projects that have been done. Apparently,
you can see in the book.
Yeah. There was one. I wish I knew the name of the artist. And who put a bunch of handwritten for sale signs in the window. And I think with the heightening real estate market in Hudson, people coming into town thought that they were going to get a deal because there were these poor handwritten signs in this beautiful building. And they thought, oh, my God, we're going to get a deal. And so they went into to Nancy's shop and started asking her about it, you know, like fiends. And apparently it happened several times during the course of that incident report. So that's a really interesting way where sort of life and art and things kind of meld. You know, there's no separation. And playing with our expectations. And
So, Zeke, what is this you have? Is that a poster?
Yes. You got to come real close.
Yes.
Yes. Did you bring it for us to hang up here or... Are you going to put it in somebody else's shop?
I'm going to put it here.
Thank you. Can I take a look at it? Did you make the poster too?
No.
Reports. It's called reports, meaning incident reports.
It's kind of
and
a
it shows the window.
Yes. It's kind of a fun wordplay of the show when I'm writing the press release or the text. It's incident report reports and then, you know, opening September at September. So there's a lot of
Oh, that's interesting.
Funny wordplays. People are confused probably, but maybe that is within the nature of the project.
I think,
yeah.
You know. But what is an incident report?
What is an incident report?
It sounds like police procedure to me. Yeah.
Like logging in the police station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Max used to do that. And so that's where the concept sprung from originally.
He was the one who
logged
in the incident report?
Yes.
How interesting.
Could I just see the...
Yes, you guys can take it back. Thank you.
I love this. It says, be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone...
This is the front cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that gets crossed out, and 1:45 is put down. That's crossed out. 4:30, 1:20, 2:35.
All handwritten.
It seems to be the same person because the handwriting is the same.
Yes.
Oh, it's the shop owner, obviously.
That's what I thought.
I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back at this time.
Back at 12 noon.
Yeah. Right. But he doesn't just put up a new sign, he continues the log of the existing sign until the paper is run out of space.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
So it's this really cool just objects now.
Yes.
And he changes his mind. He puts down 250 and he thinks, oh, I won't be back then. So he crosses it out and he puts 1:45. He's going to come earlier than he thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you can figure out what was going on in his head. What
yeah,
he
maybe,
was thinking
maybe
about coming back.
The front and the back covers are about planning.
Hmm.
Yeah, because this is how to become successful.
Mm-hmm.
You start at the gallery.
Mm.
And what happens? Do you want to explain?
Yeah, what happens after you when you start here?
You start
which way do you
go?
This way or this way? What is this over here?
First you go through a forest, then you go through an abandoned farm, and then you come to Santa's workshop.
Oh, Santa's workshop?
Cool.
Then you have to glide over a volcano.
There's a volcano near where Santa lives?
It's past where he lives. Oh. And you have to glide over it, and then you come to Candyland, and then there's an X. And the X is where you find the key to success. You dig to the key to success.
The key to success. Mm-hmm.
And then you keep going. You ski. You have to climb over mountains. Go on a boat. Ski down another mountain. Go, and then you reach another candy land. And you have to ski down the candy mountain, and then on a. And then you get in a cannon and launch yourself over a humongous mountain. Then you find the door to success.
Wow.
Which you unlock with the key to success.
How can you launch yourself?
You have to reach back and light it.
You've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
There was even a whole list of items that you needed to have to bring with you on your path to success. Do you remember any of those items? I should have brought the list.
A shovel.
Will be shovels in the show on Saturday.
Okay. That'll help.
Skis. You have to bring skis, right?
Nope, there's already skis waiting for you.
Okay.
A flashlight. Mm-hmm. And then a coat you need.
Because it's cold.
To be good, because you might need Santa. You need Santa to fly you over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plausible. Very plausible.
You mean
all plausible.
You in his
sleigh.
In his sleigh, and mm-hmm. fly you
over
the mountain,
over the volcano.
Hmm.
Do you end up back at the gallery? What happens when you've found success?
That's the mystery.
Oh.
Mystery involved. It's just mm-hmm. like the incident reports.
Yes, which are mysterious.
You don't know what's in the door. It's mysterious.
That is true. What? We don't know what's in the door, behind the door of the incident report storefront.
Mm. There's a window.
Right. There's only windows.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a correlation there.
So... You know, the work is in the window of the incident report window.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that the artist isn't always identified?
No.
Oh. Why not?
I think that's just part of the anonymity
uh-huh.
interest, where it's not about a ego or personality uh-huh. or even a history that you might associate. Oh, I know that artist.
Right.
I saw their show at da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. I think they want you to, in real time, in the present moment, encounter this thing
mm-hmm.
without information that distracts you from mm-hmm. the moment of discovering it.
Mm.
There was a...
That's interesting.
An exhibition for a cause. I think it had to do with Planned Parenthood. When,
yes.
Yes, it's
Mr.
September.
Trump said mm-hmm. it shouldn't be funded. And they... asked artists to create postcard-sized art, and they did not identify mm-hmm. who the artist was. So mm-hmm. you could be, for a song, getting a piece from a very famous artist, which I suppose would make it more valuable.
That's true. That was a show that was organized by Don Breeze
mm-hmm.
of InStar Lodge
and you were involved
and myself. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and...
It was a big project that still has residual organizational needs. We actually at the gallery we rearranged our exhibition schedule for January after Trump was elected and did a show of 170 artists. It was really kind of an open call, and we were raising money for the Staley B. Keith Social Justice Center here in Hudson and the Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood from proceeds of the sale. But it really became a very cool gathering of people, especially at the opening. There was performances and readings, and it just felt like a meaningful effort and offering ourselves and artists the opportunity to contribute through the thing that they love to do, right? I think a lot of artists felt like, what do I do now? I feel a little bit stunned. And so anyway, skipping ahead, I decided to never do anything like that again because of the work that it entailed.
Really?
And then I realized that I was in the middle of doing the same thing again with this Act One project, which was amazing. I mean, we, in one night with the help of a lot of volunteers and the historic Hudson Opera House, which is now called Hudson Hall. Is that right?
Okay. Well, the banner.
By some people.
Yeah, by some people.
Okay.
The banner outside, I noticed recently, still says Hudson Opera House. I was glad to see that.
I feel tied to that. But so we hosted this one night exhibition and we had about 500 artworks from about, I don't know, 350 artists because some contributed two pieces, all original works hung in this room and people were in the line out the door to get in to the moment that we let people inside at, I think it was exactly 5 o'clock and they came charging in and bought works. It was chaotic and fun and we raised that night over $10,000.
Wow. That's wonderful.
For Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood. And then we kept selling, so we've gone up to like 12,000, I think.
Good. And was that show at the Opera House?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
In their gallery space. Yeah.
Yep.
In
their
that little side room called the Common Council room, because it's where the Common Council used to meet when it was
City
Hall.
But wasn't it in the gallery?
Back left before you go up the stairs to the second. Yeah, it's a really cool space.
Yeah.
There's
it's
a little
big,
bar.
Big square room.
Beautiful room, but it presented some problems because
yes,
we couldn't actually do anything to the walls.
Right.
Well, they have,
So that was, but we figured it out and they were just very generous and gracious in letting us do the project.
Yes.
I think they were excited and they bought works and it was cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so
good.
This feels like another community event that a lot of people in Hudson know about and are excited about and maybe hasn't had public recognition in the way that the show, I don't know, this sort of they're creating a little bit of synthesis and public acknowledgement and maybe a very brief coming out before they go underground again.
Yes, because you mentioned that at September you're hoping to get reviews for this show, which is a gallery show, correct?
That would be my hope because those are my programmed intentions.
Exactly, sure. So, but when for the incident report window, they weren't looking for
No.
Reviews or
no,
critical
they just
reception
want,
or anything.
It's about the public, whatever
but
that
how
means.
How is the public to know about it?
You open your eyes.
When you're walking by.
Yeah. And it's not specifically intended for an art audience.
They
and
know about it because we're talking about it
now
on
they
WGFC.
Know.
Well, now they know. Sure. And it's going to be in September, the gallery.
Yeah. However, we have not in this conversation disclosed the address of this storefront window. So
I don't know.
They'll have
to
discover it.
Yeah, right. Right. That way they can discover it. I guess so.
Yeah. So not trying to draw attention to it. And, you know, respect for the community and the diversity of like what does that mean? What is a community and what are the different types of people that might find themselves walking past or standing in front of the window? And I think they're also the three of them have been living in Hudson for years, living and working in Hudson. And so I think they're very conscious of the changing environment and shifting. I don't know. It just things have shifted, and whether that's a judgment of for better or for worse, we're not saying, but you know, so I think there's an activity with keeping up with that in some way in the conversation some of the artists might have been conscious of engaging changes and things that they're seeing shift in Hudson.
Yeah.
I know there's some thinking about doing a project who are on that wavelength. Yeah. So
you're always doing interesting shows at
Thanks,
September.
Ellen. Thank you.
I don't get there very often, but
you got to climb a whole lot of damn stairs, so
like you do here at WGXC.
Yeah, so it's not dissimilar from your experience,
right?
It's a beautiful space. We left the whole front of the gallery open. The windows were not closed in by wall, so I really wanted to have Hudson be visible and just
oh, that's wonderful. Yeah,
you can see the church across the street. You can see people, the pedestrians. I don't know. It just it feels really.
I love those
warm
views from the second story.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. But for this show, Allison Strafella has actually covered with buttermilk, literally over every single window pane.
Really?
So there's this diffused light coming through now that has dramatically transformed the vibe of the gallery, which is very cool. Her work can be very subtle. I think a lot of people will miss that piece.
Yeah.
Which is right in line with Incident Report.
Exactly.
Not here I am, you know.
Yeah.
But something's different here.
Yeah, I first learned about Incident Report some time ago, I think, when Oscar Strodel was the artist of the month. And his wife, who was a coworker of mine at Bard, told me that he had this piece in Incident Report. But after that, it kind of went off my radar because I didn't know how it worked. And I
don't think we
I do
know
walk.
How.
Yeah, right. I do walk in Hudson. I'm trying. I know the block, and I'm trying to think. Well, how did I miss this?
There's like five guys that walk up and down Warren Street regularly, and maybe they've seen the most Incident Reports.
Yes. Maybe they
have. We should ask them.
We
Are
should.
They brothers?
No. I can think of three of them, I think.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's me, because I walk around a lot.
I wish I did more. And I see them.
That's how I'm thinking. I probably know three of them.
There's also no opening, you know, when you have an art show, there's an opening, there's an announcement, there's listings that, you know,
even announce the change.
No, there's no announcement. I witnessed the change yesterday, and that was it. You know, it's like move some things out, move some things in, lock the door.
Do they do it in the dead of night?
Yeah,
they do. No, they just did
they
it
put
broad daylight
over the window and do their work?
No, it's all totally available and not undercover at all. And in fact, it looks no different than people carrying antique chairs out of their shops or you know what I mean? I feel like we see a lot of that on Warren Street.
Trucks
and things moving in and out. And so it's totally congruous with other happenings on the street.
That's true. So there is an there's an introduction. I don't know if it says who wrote it. It's signed Incident Report.
Yes.
So maybe there's some clues in here.
There might be. Should we read a little part of it?
That would be great.
Here, read on.
You want me to? You have such a lovely voice. We do know who it is because there are initials.
Oh.
I'm going to just read the first paragraph by N.S. We can guess who that is. I wanted to see thinking about making alongside thinking about art, not so much the product, a house, a chair, a landscape. What has become most important to me about Incident Report over years is the foot traffic outside the window of the storefront. The relationships of reports to viewers in an ordinary street circumstance, that dynamic as consequential as any singular incident. The time to pay attention to it or disregard it over a period of several weeks of a project's presence among other activities of the street is a condition that I value. How these projects behave outside of traditional spaces for presentation is vital. IR's presence is integral to the patterns of its local context. That's really well put.
Yes.
Synthesizes.
Interesting. So is the book going to be available at the gallery?
Yes. They are $30 each plus tax.
And when the 100 copies run out or whatever.
It's only 50. Yeah. I mean, we're definitely going to run through this first printing pretty quickly.
I think there will be a demand for it.
Yep, definitely. Already is. I mean, let alone the artists who've participated. That's 100. We only have 50 books.
Yeah.
And plus Seek has one now, so that's 49.
Okay.
We're counting down. Actually, no, we've sold some, so we're probably at less than
Incident Report, Hudson, New York, number 1, hyphen 100. 1 of 100.
Or 1 to 100. Like, they've done 100 projects, I think, is what that was. Yeah, I thought it was an edition number, but it's not.
It's not. So y'all come.
Y'all come.
Yeah.
I think I'd love to meet or see the other artists there.
You know, one of them is
they will be exposed.
They will be exposed. One of them is an artist that I worked with, funny enough, Full Circle, 10, 12 years ago in Boston, where I started my art gallery career, Joan Linder. And she is going to be in this show. So that's really cool.
Super.
Yeah.
She's based in Buffalo.
Full Circle is right.
All right. We have about 2.5 minutes of the show left.
Is it prayer time?
And it's not even music time because I can't find the music. So we can just talk until 5 o'clock.
We've been talking to Kristen Dodge.
Yes.
The gallery owner, proprietor.
Angie Kruder.
Worker.
Right.
At September Gallery, which is near the corner of 5th and Warren here in Hudson, New York.
And they have an opening on Saturday of Artists
from
Incident Report. Yeah, what time is the opening?
6 to 8.
Okay, 6 to 8.
And really, all are welcome. We want everybody there.
It's going to be really, really interesting.
It's special. You know, it's an anniversary show. It's different from any show I've done before.
Good.
And in a way, we're really hosting this project proudly. There's been a hands-off component for me as well, where they've selected the artists and the pieces. And, you know, I helped a little bit with some placement, but it's been, you know, I wouldn't do that if I didn't feel that I had total respect for the way that they've handled this whole, and plus it's their project, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But I have a lot of respect for all of them, the three of them who I know who started and run this. And then we'll be passing the torch.
Oh?
To other artists?
How so?
They're just passing the torch.
Oh, you mean they're not going to do it anymore?
I think
the three we've been talking about?
I'm going to keep this mysterious and ambiguous.
Mm. Yeah. Like the whole project.
Like the whole project.
And the artist Zeke will be there. Are you an artist with one name or do you have two names?
Zeke and Little Man Lover.
Little Man Lover. Little Man was on the radio station here.
Little Man is a dog.
Yes.
Right. Oh.
And he's very famous around town. He has his own Instagram page called The Real